What is a cult?
Larry King asked me that very question after 39 people took their lives in the largest mass suicide in U.S. history. He went on to ask whether Christianity might legitimately be referred to as a cult. As I explained on Larry King Live, the word cult has various connotations. First, a cult may be defined sociologically. From this perspective, a cult is a religious or semi-religious sect whose followers are controlled by strong leadership in virtually every dimension of their lives. Devotees characteristically display a displaced loyalty for the guru and the group and are galvanized together through physical and/or psychological intimidation tactics. This kind of cultist, more often than not, displays a we-they siege mentality and has been cut off from all former associations, including their immediate families. Furthermore, a cult may be defined theologically. In this sense, a cult can be a pseudo-Christian organization that claims to be Christian, but compromises, confuses, or outright contradicts essential Christian doctrine. Such cults operate under the guise of Christianity, but deviate from the orthodox teachings of the historic Christian faith as codified in the ancient ecumenical creeds. Typically, devotees become masters at taking texts out of context to develop pretexts for their theological perversions. Finally, I should note that although the media-driven culture has given the term cult an exclusively pejorative connotation, denotatively the word cult can be broadly defined as a group of people centered around a religious belief structure. As such, Christianity might rightly be referred to as the cult of Old Testament Judaism. In fact, the Latin verb cultus, from which we derive the word cult, simply means to worship a deity. Thus, in dealing with cults, it is crucial to be diligent in defining terms. A passage to ponder. 2 Corinthians 11, 3 through 4. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough.